Hope you had a good weekend, everybody. Rolling into yet another Monday here across America on America Tonight. Just remember, if you missed out on something we talked about, just got an email like this, you know what? It's a great thing. Hit us on the email, americatonight.net. It's that
simple. You have mail,
simple.
Mistress.
I love it when they call me mistress. You have mail, mistress. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it? All right, we have some breaking news that I want to jump to right at the start, and then we're going to talk about Columbine. Do you believe it's been 10 years, a decade after that horrible massacre? You have some students that found a way to try to heal their heart by actually going back to school. I'll explain in a second. But in the meantime, this big story happening, a man hijacking a Canadian airliner, armed to the teeth, apparently, from what I can gather, holding the crew, but now no passengers at all aboard the Canadian-bound flight. So there's five people being held at gunpoint, and this is in Montego Bay. And what happened, well, from what I can gather, is some of the people, there's about 169, 170 people on this plane, they were released. That they had, there were some shots going on, but nobody was hit in the shots. It was a charter jet, and they're negotiating. What they're negotiating for, I'm assuming, could be the plane. As I said, some of the passengers were robbed before they got off the plane. And this is the typical thing that scares us all to death when we hear this. How do you think they got the plane? If you guessed that they melded in to the airport security, just kind of got in there, that's what they did. They breached the security because they had false IDs. Then they got on the plane right when it was ready to take off at about 10:30 in the evening, local time there. Guess it would be 11:30 Eastern. And what the demands were, still not completely clear, thinking that it might be to take the plane, to be able to get the plane, get everyone off, and have the plane fly somewhere else. But scary to see that happen, because you think of that area, and of course you're talking about people that most likely, most of them on some sort of a vacation, not expecting that they were going to get booted off the plane, probably thrilled when they saw the guns being waved around. Also, this is another breaking story in case you haven't heard this. If you're a sports fan, often here in America Tonight, as I am a big sports fan and do sports as well besides here on America Tonight, the guy they called Mr. Inside, Army's Mr. Inside, Doc Blanchard, dead at 84. And it was pneumonia. He was a guy who won the Heisman and a couple of national titles. And remember, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia, so that Army-Navy game that used to be there was so big. It would always be, hey, the Army-Navy's game is going on. Do you have any tickets? Do you know anybody? Now, of course, my family was Navy, so I was never on the Army side. But incredible football player if you ever talked to anybody back in the day. And he certainly was in one of the most famous backfields of all time in college football. Some of you listening to me certainly know about what I'm talking about. He was a bruiser. I mean, he was a bruiser. His tag team partner, Glenn Davis, was the, you know, it was Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside. They helped Army win back-to-back titles in 44 and 45. And infamous. And it's so funny because you might even know this famous win over Navy back in 44, right? Here's what some people remember, that you've got quotes, if you like to read quotes and stuff, from General Douglas MacArthur, who said he took time, you know, here they're in the middle of the war, he took time out and he sent a wire, "The greatest of all Army teams, we've stopped the war to celebrate your magnificent success, MacArthur." And that certainly went down in history. So, bottom line, Doc Blanchard dead at the age of 84 due to pneumonia. 10 years ago, it was all about Columbine. I can remember I was in a newsroom actually doing sports, doing a talk show in Dallas, Texas, and people were gasping that, wow, you won't believe what's happening in Colorado. You cannot believe that there's kids trying to come out the window. There's kids that have been killed. This is just an awful, awful thing. Well, here's what's happened. Some of the students, I guess in a way to heal, because now You think a decade, they might have been 17, 16, and they're in their late 20s, have actually gone into teaching after that. Wow. So Columbine, to try to become cathartic for some of them, they went back to school in a much different way. Here's a little slice.
My experiences during April 20th just kind of helped solidify everything. I think that was just one component of my overall desire to be here.
Coming to grips of, wow, that did happen to my high school, I think has been a different experience as an adult than dealing with it when I was 16.
We heard the noises and we heard the alarms, and that was it. We had one phone out to whoever the line was connected to, telling us, stay there, we're on our way, everything's going to be fine.
Every time I would meet a new person, one of the questions always asked was, what high school did you go to? And it was uncomfortable for them and for me.
Our awareness is heightened a little bit more because of our experience.
It's tough. I mean, I think I listen more and I pull kids aside more and ask them what's wrong and what's going on. And it's surprising what they'll tell you when you ask a question.
There was a couple months ago, we got a bomb threat. And I remember Mandy called and she said, I don't know if I want to go to school. And we talked through it and said, would you want a sub to be with your kids, or would you want to be with your kids?
Yeah, we want to thank, that's from NBC. Lester Holt did a big story on it, and those were some of the people that he interviewed. And who will forget that day? It was just after 11 o'clock in the morning, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold storming into that suburban school, Columbine, killing 12 of their classmates, a teacher, and then they actually wounded, I guess, about two dozen others. And it ended with the suicides about an hour later. They were just in the hallway, in the parking lot, going through, loading weapons. And some people actually saw them walking into the school, thought it was some kind of a weird prank. And then, no, it was no prank. They just opened fire and ripped apart, obviously, a lot of lives. So good for those that were able to move on and figure out ways that they could, you know, not be a victim and to take something out of it. Because that's got to be a tough thing to live through, especially if you're wounded, your friends die. You're just talking 20 years, April 20th, 1999. And some have moved on to education. Some have moved on to jobs in the medical field, some even into ministry and whatnot. And, man, I can still remember that day. Matt Johnson, do you remember what you were doing that day? You would have been in high school, right?
I actually was in high school, and I remember being in school when it happened, and we were turning on the TV. In the class I was in, it was coincidental that my teacher, he was a young guy, and he had just accepted the job at my high school after turning down a position at Columbine.
Wow. Yeah, that had to make the hair on his arm stand up, and I know that was a tough day for everyone. Certainly we wish those families the best, and still, 10 years later, it's got to be very, very tough for them. How to turn your trash into something that could be a treasure and net you some money. That's next here on America Tonight.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds, It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Summertime is officially starting. Yeah.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
All right, so I've officially been branded a parrot head. Because I went to my first Jimmy Buffett concert over the weekend. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you are a parrot head, please call us. What a phenomenon these tailgating parties are out at the Buffett concerts. I saw for myself, I swear, there was 200 people. And the 200 people didn't go to the concert. Crazy. What a wild crowd. We'll talk about Jimmy Buffett concerts and tailgating, if you've ever been tailgating. I guess I used to think the sporting events were where the best tailgating was, but now I'm changing my mind. Maybe it's like a Buffett concert. Maybe before that it would have been the Grateful Dead. Not sure. But keep this number handy so you can chime in. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You got to love that about America Tonight. We go from tea parties to torture to tailgating. Stu Asimus joins us now, and he has a company that can turn your trash, I think, into treasure. At least you can get a check for it, perhaps. And this is the cool thing about this deal. EasySaleInc.com. If you go to it, you'll see what I'm talking about. They actually come to your place, pick up your stuff, sell it, and then you get a check for it. You don't have to drag your stuff out to the place. Stu, thanks so much for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Kate. It's great to be here tonight.
Tell me how this works. I mean, I kind of gave the general overview of Easy Sale, and you just picked up some I sold on eBay stores as well, which I'm sure would be melded into this same thing. How does it work? Is it just like I said? I have something. I call you. How does that work?
Yeah, we're a relatively new company. We started up a couple of years ago. In fact, we're going to have our 2-year birthday celebration here in June of this year, but. What happens is you would call in to our call center, and we have a customer auction advisor that will answer the phone, and they'll talk to you about what your product is worth. We have some software that will search out into eBay and look back over the last 90 days and be able to get a very accurate estimate on what your product will go for out on eBay. And then once you've agreed to that estimate, we send our trucks out to your house. And we'll pick things up, we bring it back, and we have professional listers that all they do all day is write copy. We have professional photographers that all they do all day is take photos. We put it out there on eBay, better than the normal consumer would be able to do, and then we sell it and we send you a check. Thus the title of the company is truly an easy sale.
What are some of the things that traditionally, I would assume like furniture, what are some of the other things that people will call you about and you find the pricing and then come get it?
Well, it really varies tremendously. We do sell a tremendous amount of furniture. As you can imagine, we get a large amount of exercise equipment. People's dreams that they had that ends up being a clothes hanger in their house and really is just taking up space. We get a tremendous amount of musical instruments. As kids grow up, the musical instruments are then recycled back into the community, and kids can use those again. But it varies from small items, which now with the acquisition of the I Sold It stores in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the customer has the choice of either walking in small items, and again, we'll provide those free estimates to customers, or the large items that are really taking up room in your house. And we've gotten pianos, we've gotten mopeds, we sell cars for people, and it's, Kate, it's really not just the advantage of us coming out and picking it up and making an easy sale. You then, when you consign those products to us, you're anonymous. In today's world, it's really a tough choice to put your name out in a newspaper or out on a online website and invite strangers over to your house. We get in between that, and when you buy something from Easy Sale, you really don't know who the seller is, and that has a huge advantage to a large number of people that would like to get rid of unwanted items in their house and turning into cash, but at the same time, they're fearful of inviting strangers over to their house, and we get in between that and make it easy and safe for the consumer.
Wow, I didn't think of it that way. That's excellent, because I guarantee I can think in my own head, in my own world, a couple of people that would definitely not want to have their name out there, and they never, you'll be at a party, you'll be somewhere, and somebody will say, oh, put that on eBay, and they don't want to do it, so you do it for them, and then, like you said, their name is anonymous, nobody has to know. You told me, we were talking off the air, and you were telling me about storage units. I would assume a lot of people want to dump the monthly bill, and then they have all this stuff that's accumulated, half of which they don't even won't use, don't know what to do with. I would imagine more people are going to call you about that. Is that starting to happen?
We are out to probably four or five storage units a week now, where we'll go out there and people will roll up the door and they usually smile at us, because it's we've had a couple of people that have said, I know, I should have just burnt it 3 years ago. I've been paying $200 a month for a storage unit. And, these are products that people have that they know have value, but again, they don't want to go through the hassle of trying to sell it themselves. And we'll go out there. Again, our people go out there with laptops, and we can provide online estimates right there at the customer sites. And we'll go through the storage unit and pick out what has value and, help them turn those unused assets into cash for them.
Yeah, and you also do something pretty cool. What if I have, you pick up a bunch of stuff I have, and then I say, ugh, and then I have these other boxes, I really don't want them. Sometimes you'll take them, right, and then end up giving them to charity after you sell it?
Yeah, we'll be as helpful as we can with the customer. We're not an online junk dealer. So, we don't want to pick up products that don't have value. But if we're out to your house and you're cleaning out your garage and we're picking up a number of valuable products that we're going to be able to turn into cash, and you've got a box of things and we can help you out, we have a deal where we stop by the Salvation Army once a week and bring those products over there. So, we'll go the extra mile for the customer and help them clean out some things that really don't have value, but again, are taking up space in their house or their outside storage.
Yeah. Well, can you think of, and I guess, I don't know, I'm kind of catching you off guard, but can you think of one of the most unusual things that you've ever picked up?
Well, if it's all right, I'll give you just a couple. About a year ago, we actually made national news with auctioning off some original Lee Harvey Oswald letters.
Mm.
And this is a great example of someone that didn't want to have their name out there, that they had, original signed Lee Harvey Oswald letters. And we put those out on eBay, and about a year ago, those went for about $30,000. A person out in California ended up buying them, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
So that was probably our most famous sale that we had. But then one of our most unusual, our guys, our mobile trading managers were out to a house one day, and a lady handed them what she thought was a telegraph machine. And our folk, she said, look, I don't know if this is worth anything, but why don't you take it and see what you can get for it. We brought it back to our shop. We did a little digging. We found out that there was a Western Union name on the bottom that was sort of rusted over. And when we cleaned it up, we found out that this was actually a stock ticker machine. And we put it out there on eBay, and we had two folks from New York just bidding on it. And you can watch the bidding on eBay, and we were watching. Mm-hmm. The item ended up selling for $4,800. And, what a surprise that was to her. She didn't know she had this treasure up in her attic, that was worth that kind of money. And, turned out to be probably one of our most unusual, and surprising sales.
Boy, very cool story. It's a pleasure talking to you, Stu. We have like 30 seconds left. We got people listening to us in Dallas on KVCE. If they want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
It's really easy. It's 817-640-EASY, 817-640-EASY. Or you can visit our website, easysaleinc.com, and you can sign up for a free pickup there. And our folks will call you, and as I said, we'll give free estimates. And if you have questions about what your items are worth, we're very, very good at discovering what those items are worth and being completely upfront with you before we pick those items up.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. Boy, I got to dig through my old stuff and see if I get Stu's guys out here. Maybe I've got one of those treasures. Coming up next, we're going to tell you what the former CIA chief thinks of making all this stuff public with the torture. That's next on ATN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We go back in history, yeah, for this day in history, and it would include stuff like this. 1812, the fourth VP of the United States, George Clinton, died in Washington. He was a mere 72 years old. He became the first vice president to die while in office. And do you believe it's already April 20th? Thank goodness, though, we're not counting down to taxes anymore, right? We also have birthdays. That's up round the bend. And by the way, if you want to shoot me an email, shoot it to americatonight.net. Again, americatonight.net. Breaking news, I'll say it again. There's nothing really new in this. There was a man that hijacked a Canadian plane at the Jamaican airport. The passengers, some of them had money stolen from them. They were told to get off the plane at gunpoint. They did. Five crew members are being held still right now, as far as we know. What the motivation behind it is, we don't know that. It happened 11:30 in the evening, East Coast time, and apparently this is still unfolding right now. Other things that will be talked about during the day, of course, Columbine. It's been 10 years, a full decade after those horrible murders, and that's what it was. I mean, two kids going into the school, shattering that suburban world forever outside of Denver, Colorado, and I think changed the way a lot of schools do business, let's say, and educate, because there were more searches, worries about pipe bombs and guns and metal detectors were brought into many, many schools, and not all of them necessarily in what you would call the rougher parts of town. Also, when there were threats that were that are echoed, I think even today in papers and stuff, sometimes it gets taken to the ridiculous level, and then other times there's just flat-out concern that something else might take place, because we've had other schools that have had incidents, but really nothing to the scale other than, of course, college in Virginia we were talking about a couple of years ago. But other than that, the Columbine massacre still really just gets you in the gut, I think. those horrible pictures, and I'm sure you'll be seeing them on the tube as people will go back, because that 10-year mark is an anniversary level that you'll go back and talk to students and talk to other people and see how they're doing now. Because remember, you had about, I don't know, a couple dozen or so people that were injured in that, and then the 12 students that were killed and a teacher, and just a sad, sad, sad day, no doubt. Other things making news, let's lighten the load a little bit because we don't want to hammer you with all the heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. Don't know if you're a fan of the pageants or not, but Miss North Carolina was crowned Miss USA. When I was a kid, that was a big deal because I grew up just outside of Philadelphia, and Atlantic City was probably 45 minutes from, probably door-to-door, probably 45 minutes, and it was a big deal. You know, back then, not Miss USA, but the Miss America pageant. And remember, it was Burt Parks, here she is, Miss America, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's all kind of died down, obviously not in Atlantic City anymore. This is the rival pageant, and it's kind of that state pride thing. There are still some people that pump up the pageant, so Miss North Carolina gets the honors. Also, an interesting story you might have heard on the news that would make headlines is Exxon knocking off Walmart on the Fortune 500 list. You think of gasoline and energy companies in the kind of year, I guess the end of 2008 going into 2009, but the profits were incredible. I know I would say them on this show many, many times, but Exxon Mobil unseated Walmart on the list, and despite the oil price bubble and weathering one of the worst years ever for the largest publicly traded companies, somehow it managed to eclipse that one. The watch list was released on Sunday, and it ranked companies by their revenue in 2008. Exxon took in $442.85 billion last year. Wow. You know how much that is? That's 19% more than 2007. And you know, you heard this. The company also had the biggest annual profit, $45.2 billion. If you look at Walmart, they had the top spot for six of the last 7 years. They went to number two this year. Still given that, their revenue was up 7%. And they raked in a cool $405.6 billion. Here's the thing. I got to think this year is going to be a banner year for Walmart, because I see more people. You go to a Walmart parking lot, maybe you didn't see some of those Lexuses and Mercedes and BMWs. You go now, my friends, take a cruise around the parking lot, and you will see tons of them. Ask somebody where they got XYZ. Sometimes it's food now because they have food in Walmart, or baby supplies, or pet supplies, and more people are walking up and down those aisles of Walmart, shaking off the snootiness. I would never go to Walmart, and ooh, what are some of the practices of Walmart or whatever? Well, no, certainly not. And even some areas where they didn't want a box store, which is what Walmart is, they didn't want to have it. They've now kind of embraced that. And as far as annual profit, they took in $13.4 billion, so that was up 5%. Wow. Like I said, I hear the conversations, and the poo-pooing the Walmart is not really going on. And probably, I'm thinking on the drive that I do, there's probably three Walmarts within, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, and every single time you go by them, you just look over from the freeway. I mean, I'm talking, it looks like Christmas time at the malls when cars are wall-to-wall and you can't find a parking spot. So somebody's definitely going to Walmart. Absolutely. Here's the other big headline from the business world, and for shame, U.S. banks still in hot water. And no matter what, they're not completely out of the woods. If you look at the list that's about to be released, and this makes this infuriates small banks because they're not getting the bailouts and some of them wouldn't take it anyway. The last week, Wells Fargo said that they should post a profit for the latest quarter, but the loan losses are probably going to be far lower than Wall Street had been expecting. Well, then you look at that, and then J.P. Morgan Chase said it was able to set aside $4 billion against future loan losses and then still post a $2 billion profit for the first quarter. What does all this gobbledygook mean? Well, supposedly the whole part of the bailout process was the loans. You got to make the loans to fuel the economy. People got to buy cars. People got to buy houses. So what's happening here? Investors, bank analysts, are you letting the money go out the door? So you got revenue coming in the door, but what do you have going out of the door? Not the bogus loans that you had before that produced trillions of dollars of losses and bad loans, but hopefully they're loosening up a little bit because the stranglehold is killing the economy. Not helping because there's no flow of the money. Hey, time for birthdays, and we have a couple of really interesting birthdays to throw on you. You might be
birthday singers. Come on, people, we need birthday singers.
We do need birthday singers because I can't do it. Actor Ryan O'Neal is 68 years old. Yep. Actress Jessica Lange in Grey Gardens on HBO just this weekend is 60 years old. Actor Clint Howard is 50 years old. Crispin Glover, that name might sound familiar, 45 years old. Let's see. How old is Kate Hudson? Well,
30. I'm 30 in April. I'm kind of excited about it. Your 20s are so weird because there's so much happening. You know, it's such a transitional time, and it's like, what am I doing with my life? And did I do it? Am I making the right choice? Am I going through this and that? And then you get to 30 and you're kind of like, oh, this night's going to be really fun. Like, I'm easing into this.
Yeah.
I think 40 is going to be awesome.
Wow. Did you hear that? So 40 is going to be awesome. And thanks for that, Matt Johnson, finding that clip of Kate Hudson. I don't know. Kate Hudson, is she still hot, would you say, Matt, or not?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's cute. She's bubbly. She seems like that fun blonde.
She's a cute hot, kind of like Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put her in that same list. Yeah, that's funny. Where you think that if you went on a date with them, they would be entertaining at least.
Yeah, it would be fun. It wouldn't be like a lot of dead air or anything like that going on. It would just be a fun time and good conversation.
So it wouldn't be like Lindsay Lohan kind of date.
Getting drunk.
That's right. Although she does have a funny piece saying that she's single and she's looking for somebody, and she says, you know, the state of California says I'm an alcoholic, so she does poke fun at herself, so good for her. But yeah, I don't think that's someone you want to hook up with. Actress Carmen Electra is 37 years old. Joey Lawrence is 33, by the way, also celebrating a birthday. George Takei, remember him from Star Trek? He is 72 years old. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is 89 years old. And actor Joey Lawrence is 33. On the flip side, we've got this day in history and entertainment news.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Yeah, contrary to popular belief, Old Man Winter not completely gone from the United States of America. If you live in the Dallas area, man, in Dallas or Denver area, yeah, not Dallas, thank goodness. If you live in the Denver area, you know what I'm talking about. They had power outages they're still dealing with as of Sunday into Monday, although it looks like they're really cleaning things up. When you have 36, 37, 38 inches of snow, man, I know they're used to it. It's still, no matter what, it's got to be brutal to dig out of that kind of snow. And then it downs power lines and, you know, it wreaks havoc with you. We're not talking about a foot here and there. I mean, that is a lot of snow. I can't remember. We used to live in Kalamazoo, Michigan when I was real young. And my mother told me that they had some terrible snowstorms where it would snow up to the top of the roof. So that had to be a bunch. But I've been in a couple of sort of blizzards. And in big major cities like New York or Philly or Boston or whatever, of course, it's clearing out the snow. But then a lot of times you can't find a place to park and you're trying to, depending on where your car's been, you're trying to dig that car out, and it's a nightmare. Now, our studios are nestled in the bosom of Minneapolis, of course, in Minnesota, known for getting some pretty harsh weather. Matt, do you remember some of the worst snow that you ever had? Did you ever have to shovel forever and ever? Did your mother send you out there with your boots and the shovel, and you came back like 2 days later?
There was the famous 1991 Halloween blizzard. If you come up to Minneapolis and talk about the Halloween blizzard, everyone will know what you're talking about.
How much snow?
I don't remember. I remember, let's see, because it was the year the Twins won the World Series, so it was 91. I was in probably about fourth grade, and we got about, I want to say 15 or 16 inches. It was ridiculous. We had school canceled for a day, maybe even two. It was incredible how much snow we got just in one 24-hour period.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's the dig out. And then, of course, after you have the dig out, and Matt, you know this, sometimes what happens, and I know everybody listening to me, whether you're in the middle of the country, in the deep south, even on the left coast, they've had it occasionally, and on the east coast, certainly. Then it becomes, it's when the sun comes out, you get slush, sometimes you get ice, and it's a mess. Oh, then it's worse. The second day, the third day, the slush, you know, you get the salty looking bottom of your pants. You know what I'm talking about. Brutal. All right, to recap the big stories that, of course, we were talking about, Columbine remembered 10 years ago. That's when that awful massacre happened. In the meantime, we have reaction to the Tea Party movement, as David Axelrod from the White House calls it unhealthy. At least that was the side end of his remark on a Sunday talk show. It's getting some reverb across the nation. And, of course, the torture memos, people are talking about that still, as to whether or not anybody will be prosecuted, anybody at all. The President of the United States saying, no, it won't. An ex-CIA chief still talking about the risks to national security by releasing them. Why were they released? And ultimately, for me, and I'm sure many of you as well, does this work? I mean, did any of this work? Was there any information that was gotten out of, I think, thugs? I mean, thugs is a polite word. Enemy, scumbags, I don't know, pick any adjective. You know, when you're sitting a few miles away from where planes fly into buildings, and then you just see people rushing out of one of our biggest city, I mean, you just never forget those images. People desperately walking around the streets asking if you've seen their husband, their son, you know, their daughter, their niece, whatever. It's, you saw it, many of you, on CNN and Fox and everywhere in between, but I'll tell you, actually, we're in the city, and it was more than a nightmare, and so sad and so awful to see how people's lives were ripped apart. So you got to think about that, and think about the beheadings to innocent journalists like Daniel Pearl from the Wall Street Journal as to what to happen to him. Now, is, you know, complete violence the answer? No. But how far do you go when you have somebody in your clutches that the other, by the way, their country doesn't want back, and you know is linked to what happened to yours? You tell me the answer. In fact, send it to me, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. A follow-up to something that we talked about on America Tonight, gosh, I want to say about a month ago or so, maybe it was about a month ago, but worth giving you the other shoe, what happened, because ba-dum-bump, it dropped. A man says he desperately needed to use an airplane bathroom after he ate something bad in Honduras, if you remember that. Now he's facing a federal charge after being accused of twisting a flight attendant's arm to get to the bathroom. The guy in question told the Atlanta paper, which is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, that he had an emergency 30 minutes into a flight at the end of March, and it was a Delta flight that was going from Honduras to Atlanta, but he found the single-coach aisle on the Boeing 737, of course, blocked by the beverage cart. He asked if he could use the lavatory in business class. He was told no, and then it got dicey after that. He was arrested after he left the plane in Atlanta after the flight, held in jail for a couple of days, charged with interference with a flight crew, and then released on bond. He said he was devastated, said he never had any event in his entire life with police before this, and was humiliated by the whole thing. And, of course, now he's got to face this felony charge. Oof. There's just no messing. There is no messing around on the plane. You got to go to the bathroom. They're blocking you. Someone's rude. I mean, who knows what the other side of that that story is, but you just can't go there. I've been on planes where people joke and they were talking about maybe having to land the plane once when I was en route to, I think, New York. It was at a Christmas time flight, and it was just simply a guy getting frustrated with a guy in front of him and plopping him on the head with his book. So you know that they're not fooling around these days when they say don't say this and don't threaten and don't sound like you're threatening. Okay, a couple of this day in histories that we said we would mention. I did give you one of them about the VP. In 1889, it was the year that Adolf Hitler was born. Ooh, some people certainly would have rather not seen that happen. In 1949, scientists at the Mayo Clinic announced that they succeeded in synthesizing a hormone found to be useful in treating rheumatoid arthritis. The substance was, if you thought cortisone, you were completely right. How about this one? In 1972, the manned lunar module from Apollo 16 actually landed on the moon. That was pretty exciting stuff, no doubt. If we go forward a little bit, 5 years ago, we're talking about a blizzard there in Denver. A tornado tore through north central Illinois, sad, killed 8 people. Also a year ago, before a full house at Yankee Stadium, the Pope, Pope Benedict, celebrated his final mass in the U.S., blessing the enormous crowd that was there and telling Americans to use their freedom wisely. Also, Danica Patrick became the first female winner in the IndyCar history. She captured the Indy Japan 300. It was her 50th career start. There was so much pressure on her to do that, and she did, and she started bawling because of what she felt was constantly on her shoulders about, when are you going to get that win? When are you going to get that win? When are you going to get that win? So she did, and hasn't had another one since then. She's finished a couple times pretty good, running in the top 10, but it's pretty tough on that IndyCar circuit. Certainly, she's made use of her success. She has the skills of a driver, no doubt, but she just appeared in the swimsuit issue, and she looked pretty good in that bathing suit, or so my guy friends tell me anyway. They like the woman with the fast car. It is one-liner Monday. I'm going to leave you with this one. Sadly, someone once told me that marriage is a three-ring circus. Engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering.
Good night, Captain. Sleep well, sir.
I'm a failure. Goodbye forever, my dream girl.
Hey, honey, I'll call you later.